Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. How many times have you been in a service and you've heard the preacher begin to preach a wonderful sermon, and somewhere along that sermon he will say these words, "Have I got a witness?" What he wants to do is to have someone agree with what he is saying and say amen to the truth that he is preaching. It was Jesus in the book of Acts who said to his disciples, "I want you to go to Jerusalem and stay there till you are endued with power from on high, and you will be my witnesses, first in Jerusalem and Judea and the othermost parts of the world." Jesus still wants us to be his witnesses. Today, Pastor Jackie is bringing a powerful message about being his witnesses. Listen in as we continue to walk in the light of God's word.
We got to just open up our mouth. We open up our mouth because the Spirit of God, he enables us to be a witness, which is why we have the power to do it. We have the power, church. We have the power. The Holy Spirit is in us. There is no such thing as a Christian who is not a witness. You have Christ. And if you have Christ, you have his Holy Spirit. If you have his Holy Spirit, you have his power. If you have his power, you have the ability to be Jesus' witness in the earth. And I believe that the Lord wants an awakening in his church. And so he wants an awakening so that we will begin to be confident in understanding that God is with us, that we'll understand what our assignment is, that we'll understand that God has a purpose for our life, that God wants us to stay on task. He wants us to stay on mission. See, God is more concerned about men and women coming to Jesus Christ, more so than them filling up this house. He's concerned about us going out into the highways, in the hedges, and compelling men and women to come to Christ. He's more concerned about us getting out the four walls of the church and beginning to tell people about how good God is. He's more concerned about us opening up our mouth and talking about the goodness of the Lord. And matter of fact, the Bible says that he wished not one person would be lost. But I'm here to tell you today that he wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants you to go. He wants you to proclaim the good news of Christ in the earth. I wonder what would happen if the church of the living God, I'm talking about the true church, the people of God that really loves him, those that are committed to him, not the ones that's claiming him and still doing what they want to do, but the ones that are yielded to him to say, "I am the son of the Most High God. I am the child of God." I wonder what would happen if the church would mobilize and come together and say, "We're going to stay on task. We're going to be on mission." Don't you know if the church down the street, if God is blessing them, we ought to be on their side cheering them on. If he's blessing the church across the way, we ought to be cheering them on. We ought to be saying, "Go fish, go fish, go get them, go get them, go get them. We with you, we with you, go get them, go get them." If we're on the same page, we're not competing church against church. We're not competing against one another. We're all on the same page. There's enough people, enough unsaved people in Houston, Texas, that can fill every church that is a church. But we got to stay on mission. We got to stay on task for what the Lord desires for us to do. See, the Lord did not call us to be judges, setting to condemn others around us. He did not call us to be the prosecuting attorney, pointing our fingers and accusation at others. He didn't even call us to be the defense attorney, seeking to find loopholes so others could get past the law. He did not call us to be the jury, weighing out all sorts of evidence for and against someone else. But what he did call us for, he called us to tell others what we have seen and heard firsthand, what we have experienced with him. Has God been good to you? Has God been faithful to you? Have God supplied for you? Have God opened up doors for you? God is calling us to be a witness of his grace. He is calling us to be a witness of his mercy. I'm so glad that grace stepped on the scene. I don't know about you. I'm glad that mercy joined grace. And because of grace and mercy, today I am saved. Because of grace and mercy, my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Because of his grace. See, all you got to do is begin to think about how good God has been to you. Begin to think about his grace and his mercy. Begin to think about his love and his kindness that never fail. Begin to think about how good God is. When you focus on the goodness of the Lord, like the psalmist said, I can't wait, but I can keep on declaring it day in and day out. The psalmist was saying, I'm going to tell of the goodness of the Lord. I'm going to tell what you have done, God. And how good you have been good to me. If you get in a place where you say, you know what, I'm a little bit intimidated, just think about the goodness of God. And that'll help you. That'll push you to the next level. Think about the goodness of God and what God has done for you. And then you can move forward. But he called us to be his witnesses. He didn't recruit us to try to get people to join a social club. He didn't call us to be salesmen trying to persuade somebody to buy our product. He didn't call us for that. He just called us to be a witness. In other words, he said, all I need you to do is to open up your mouth and be willing to share. All I need you to do is to understand that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. What is he saying? He says, listen, when you open up your mouth, it is the job of the Holy Spirit to do the convicting. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to draw. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to draw men and women unto Christ. It's his job to empower you, but his job, the work of drawing men and women unto Christ, that's what the Holy Spirit does in our life. When I think about the last words of Jesus Christ, if you notice, if you've ever been with somebody on their deathbed and you're standing there and you're waiting and you're watching them cross over, and their last words to the family is usually the most important thing. Words that you ever want to hear in your life. And so in this chapter of scripture, this was Jesus' last words to his disciples. He wanted them to know. He says, listen, I'm going away, but I need you to finish the work. Finish the work that I've already started. Finish it to completion. That is the same thing that he's telling us today. What he's saying is, these are my last words in testament. I want you to finish what I've already started. I've given you the tools. I've given you everything that you need to be successful. I've given you the Spirit of the Lord that's living on the inside of you. Now go into all the world and do the work. Do the work, do the work, do the work, do the work. We want Jesus to come back. We need to begin to open up our mouths and begin to share the good news of Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a theologian. I'm so glad. You don't have to have a degree in theology. But what you do have, church, remember what Christ has done in your life. Remember how he has transformed you. And my prayer for the church of God today is that he will ignite something on the inside of us, that it'll come so strong that we can't wait to tell it. It's like gossip. Y'all know what good gossip is. Good gossip, we can't wait to share it. We can't, I got to tell somebody. Oh, I've been trying to keep it to myself. You can't even keep it to yourself because it's so good. It's you chewing on this gossip. You think that gossip is good. No, the gossip of Jesus Christ is the best gossip you can ever have in your mouth. It's a tell of the goodness of the Lord in your life. So I want to encourage you, church, that you have a purpose. You have a calling. You have been anointed. You have been chosen for this time, this hour, in this season, in the 21st century. You have been chosen, hand appointed by God. You may not have it all together, but you can still tell what God has done in your life. Don't let it stop you from sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Just know that the Father has need of us in the earth. If we desire for him to come back and we want him to come back soon, how many of y'all want the Father to come back soon? If you want the Father to come back soon, we got to get busy on our assignment as a church. Now, he gave us a personal word at the beginning of the year, and that word was for us to go. He said, do whatever you have to do to go. I need you to go, and I need you to grow. And what is he saying? He says, I need you to put your stakes down. Get you some roots that don't run deep. Know my word so that you're not tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. Know who you represent. Know that I am who I say I am. Study my word. Learn of me. Practice my ways. Practice my knowledge. And then take all of that and take it to the world. And what he's saying, don't just wait till you got it all together, because this thing is a process. Sanctification is a process. Holiness is a process, that we become more and more like him the more we chew and eat on the word of God. The more we surrender to the Lord, the more we submit our will and our way to the Lord, the more we can be transformed into his likeness. You are the light of the world. You are. That is who you are. Just in case you didn't know who you are the light to the world. So don't get afraid when you see things happening in the earth right now. Why? Because Jesus, the God that we serve, he is yet on the throne. He is working on our behalf. He said, if it gets dark, you're still the light. When it gets dark, it's time for revival. When it gets dark, that's when it draws men and women unto Christ. Crisis causes men and women to come to Christ. So he don't want to spare us from what's happening in the earth. But what he wants us to understand and know, that we have an assignment. We are called and chosen by God.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, then you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thelow, humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the light of the world. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at the light of the world. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.